How I Live Like a Wealthy Person. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. How I Live as a Like a Wealthy Person. Well, I have big cars and big houses and big swimming pool and big women all around me all the time. And big dogs and big cats and big meals and big trips to Europe, flying around the world, staying at the big hotels in a very big way, you know. Isn't that exciting? It's probably the most boring thing you could ever want. You hear people say, we're taking a holiday. Wednesday we're in Rome, Friday we're in Greece, Thursday we're in Naples, and Monday we're in England, you know, we're in London. And then on Tuesday we're in Greece, and then on Friday we are back over in Russia. And we have just seen everything and done everything. It was so wonderful. Oh, I'm so tired. I can't wait to get home and take a rest. Now, you call that fun? You call that fun? Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do it. Yes? Okay. So you'd love to do it a couple times and get it out of your system. And then you realize that, hey, that's not really it. So then you say, okay, let's try it another way. Let's travel the world with our knapsack, you know, with our backpack and our sleeping bag, and stay in youth hostels and take trips on elephants and camels and other wonderful things and do that sort of stuff. Well, bully, 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 you know. That's not all that exciting. Ellen rode on a camel when we were in Egypt, and I think she mentioned it twice in all the lectures that she's given. It was not that exciting.
Oh, no.
The thing is, we think things are exciting just because they're things that we don't normally do. But what would be the most exciting thing for you to do? Now, just be open-minded about this. Here you are, you're driving down a street in Switzerland, in Ebmettingen. And you're driving along, you have the windows open, it's a lovely night, and all of a sudden you smell pizza, and it is so beautiful. You have to stop at the pizza place. So you stop at the pizza place and you order a pizza just like you always have at home. You don't order the Swiss pizza. You don't order the French pizza. You don't order the Italian pizza. Because all those pizzas are not really pizzas. They're just symbols of pizza. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not enough to really tickle your palate. You get a good old American pizza with everything on it, and you have had it, and you love it. Now, even when you order a vegetarian pizza in America, you get everything on it, all the vegetarian type things, foods, cheeses, all sorts of good stuff. And you've eaten the vegetarian pizza, you've really had a pizza. You've really had a full meal. It's wonderful. And you walk away, just like at home. Now, what did I just say? Just like at home. We want the world to be just like at home. Just like things that we're familiar with, accustomed to, happy with. Rich people are not people who go out in wealthy restaurants. They're not people who stay in big classy hotels. Those are the kind of people who pretend they're rich. Why is it that there are fewer classy hotels than there are ordinary hotels? Because people just don't like to stay in classy hotels. The people who stay in classy hotels are people who are putting on the dog. People who stay in classy hotels are people who have tuppence from their business that pays for it, you know. The business pays for them to stay in a classy hotel so they can meet wonderful people. And who are they meeting? Well, wonderful people, but not the people they should be meeting that are wonderful people, you know. So, really, what does it mean to be a wealthy person? To be a wealthy person, let's just go back to what we said this noon. To be yourself and have fun. If you are being yourself and having fun, are you the wealthiest person in the world? Do you have everything you could ever want? Do you have everything you could ever enjoy? Ellen and Sylvia and Stefan all made the remark at one time or another that being a monk, you're the richest person on earth because you have everything and you don't have to pay for anything. You have a lovely house to live in, you have lovely circumstances, you are encouraged to do your meditations and do all of your spiritual work. When you're at home, you're not encouraged to do that. When you're living in the city, you're living in your workaday world, you're not encouraged to do your spiritual work. Greg said to me on the phone today, he said, you know, Herb, it's so wonderful living up here in this deserted place now. I have time to do my meditation. And I thought to myself, he says, I have time to do my spiritual work. And I thought, you silly goose. Why don't you have time to do your spiritual work all the time? Wherever you may be, take the time. You don't have to be with your girlfriend night and day. You can say to your sweetheart, well, dear, I'm going to go get a cigar. And you get in the car, drive to the cigar store and buy a cigar and sit in the park and smoke the cigar. And it takes you, get a big one, Havana, you know, it takes you about an hour and a half. And then you had a nice chance to do some meditation. Of course, you don't have to smoke the cigar, but, you know, it's just part of the show. But couldn't you do that? But no, she would say, where are you? What took you so long? Why did you stay away so long? Well, sweetheart, I went to the park and sat down and meditated. Well, you could have done that here. Not really, you know. See, the minute you have somebody else in your life who is interested in your welfare, interested in your moment-by-moment activity. Not that they're bad. I mean, that's part of what marriage is and relationships are. People have sticking their nose in your business. And that's all just part of what it is. It's okay if you like that. And then if you want to do meditation, now, be honest with me. And I know it's going to be very difficult for you to be honest with me. But have you ever gone to the bathroom and felt you had to hurry up?
Yes.
Have you ever thought that you had? Why? That's your private time. That's your private time to let the normal body activities take place, and not a time for squeezing and pushing and shoving. It's a time for relaxing. It's a time for letting it happen naturally. But why do you feel you got to rush? You got to, you know, you shouldn't really. If you're in the bathroom more than 10 minutes, you know, people think you're doing something silly, you know, and that's their thought. Is that your thought? Then you think other people are doing something silly if they're in the bathroom very long, huh? So they're washing their feet or something like that, or polishing their toenails or whatever, you know. And you know, we're so silly. The rich people never have that problem. Rich people just enjoy themselves. They have the time to buy time for themselves. And I don't think that they... Do you know what rich people do? Rich people hire people to do the things they don't like to do. And then they go out and take care of the lawn or the garden. They go out and work on their car. They go out and do whatever things delight them. And they let somebody else do those other things that are just time consumers, like washing the dishes and cleaning the house or putting things away or washing the windows. Yeah, you know, who likes to wash windows? A lot of people. Washing windows is a very special thing. Very special. And it leaves a lasting effect. You can tell when someone washed your windows fast. They look like it. You can tell when someone washed your windows with care and love and gentleness, they look like it. They're clean. You don't have to have the special Swiss cleaning fluid for it, the special ammonia and newspapers and stuff. But they all are okay. All you need to do is to be named Ingeborg, you know. And you go around and around and around. No, all you need to do is just to put a little love with it. And when you put a little love with it, a lot have... Well, now, that's what a rich person does. A rich person puts a little love with anything he does, anything she does. If a rich person has to clean their house... that's the wrong word. If a rich person chooses to clean their house, they will give themselves time. Do you know what rich people do? And it's the silliest thing you could ever imagine. When a rich woman gets ready to clean the house, what's the first thing she does? She puts on a babushka. She puts on a bandana around her head, as though she's going to get dirt in her hair. Now, she'll never get enough dirt out of that house to get into her hair. And if she vacuums and things like that, she'll never get dirt in her hair. But that's part of the game. That part of, if you're a housekeeper, and if you're doing your spring housekeeping especially, you always put on a babushka. You put on a bandana around your head, and you just look the part. And another thing, what is it that a person working around the house has to do? You have to put on an apron. Now, what good is the apron going to do for you? You know, it's not going to keep you clean. You should have some old clothes on. You should have an old pair of jeans on or something that you're going to work around, but have an apron on. What about below the apron? And what about the backside of you, you know? What about the sides? I don't know how big an apron. Maybe you're going to have a skimpy little apron like these special little people have on, you know, and that's okay. That's all part of the game, too. But the rich people who really have money and who don't want to or need to put on a show for anybody else, they're not nouveau rich. They don't need to put on a show. They love to wear old clothes, if any at all. They love to wear old clothes. They love to wear old shoes that are beat up. And you know, rich people, if you have a rich man and a rich woman, makes a nice arrangement. But if you have a rich man and a rich woman, the rich woman is not trying to make the rich man put on good clothes when he has work to do. You're going out in the yard, you're going to be seen by the neighbors. Now, put on a nice pair of slacks and a nice jacket, you know, and put on your good tennis shoes, you know. Don't put on those old things that, you know, I've been trying to straw. A rich woman would never say that. She doesn't care. She's not living her life for the neighbors. And he's not living his life for the neighbors. He's living his life for himself. He can afford to do it. You understand? He can afford to do it. Now, what does the rich, and again I'm using the word like that, what does a rich chairman of the board do when he comes down to his office? What does he wear? He wears no undershirt, but an open sweater like this, you know, just a sweater, or maybe a turtleneck or something. He wears jeans. He wears shoes, sneakers or something, you know. And you look in Business Week. You look at some of the top dogs, really top, who don't have to prove anything to anybody. They're top because they made it in the computer business. They made it with their brain. They made it with their genius in whatever they came up. They are not dressed for other people. Even Bill Gates wasn't dressed for other people, but now Bill Gates has to be dressed for other people because he's got all this law stuff that he's doing, which is not him. Which is not him. And if Bill Gates had anything to do with it, he'd probably come in his swim trunks, you know. But this is what a rich person does. And that's what our question is. How I live like a wealthy person. I live like a wealthy... It's not just a matter of how you dress. It's your attitude. How I live like a wealthy person. I like me. I am myself and I have fun. And everything I do tells the world I have self-confidence. Everything I do tells the world that I'm a very wonderful person. And all the world looks at me and says, "You're right." Remember that. It's a kind of fun thing to be remembering. You're the master of yourself. In anything you do, dress for your pleasure. And you know what you'll do? You'll probably be the best looking dressed person there. And because, like I say about Stefan all the time, and I still say it about him, Stefan can take old rags and put them on, and he looks like the most rich, handsome fella in town. Because he has the attitude. And the attitude make him, not his clothes. You understand that?
Yeah.
And that's been true of his life. He goes in the shower and shakes his head when he comes out, and his hair all falls into place, you know. And I don't know, have you ever had a mustache or a beard? never thought to wear one, but that's okay too. Because if you shook them, they'd all fall into place too.
You're born a prince, that's what you are.
Well, that's what he does. He goes into the sink, and he squirts some water in his mouth, shakes it, and they all come out straight. Straight and white and shiny. But this is self-confidence. This is living for yourself. This is how a rich person lives, like a rich person. And this is how I live.
And this is how I live.
And I'm a very, 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 very happy guy.
So am I.
Are you sure?
No.
Yes, I'm sure.